We tried very hard to finish the Mishnah, and we weren't successful. Yeah, that this part of the Mishnah, we had to wait till after Shavuos. That's what it seems. B'chol Eifen, we'll try to learn the Mishnah. And if, perchance, it should happen to come to give us some understanding of the Yatav Shavuos, nobody will have anything against it, I'm sure. So for the fourth, we have one more. Eizahu Mechubat. This is very interesting, because in the Pasuk of Yirmiyahu, which L'chayr, the Mishnah seems to be going along the line of, there are only three. And comes along the Mishnah, Reishav Alpeh, and brings a fourth. Eizahu Osher, Ayisal Al Yisal Chochem B'Chachmosoi, Vayisal Osher B'Ashrotsoi, Vayisal Gibor B'Gvurosoi. But it doesn't say Ayisal Mechubat B'Kfor Doisoi. The Pasuk only has three, Mishnah has four. Should be reason for that. But behold, if an Ezum Mechubad, who is the person who is honorable, a person of honor, how do you say that? Is that word like that?
Honorable.
No, honorable is a...
Honored.
Not honored either. There it doesn't know if it has a word in English. A mechubad. No, all covered in English, all honor in English, is the wrong type. That's the one that the Mishnah is excluding.
He has intrinsic value.
Yeah. Honor in English means something that you receive from the people who are doing you the honoree. That means people are giving you honor. You are a, maybe there is, but I don't think that. I don't even know if there is a word from a
worthy person.
What?
Worthy person.
A person who, just like an usher, even on the simple understanding of an usher, is a person who has the value of a shirus. So a mechubit means a person who has this value called kovod. I don't know how you translate it in English, because I don't think there is such a thing in English.
Is worthy of honor.
Worthy of honor. Okay. An honor person. You have a rich person, a smart person, and an honor person. It doesn't have it in English, but that's the concept. That's the mechubad. So here it's easier to see the ezer and mechubad, because the ezer is the one that they make the dinner for, a mechubad. No, he's an honoree. It's something else completely. So here, what are coming to exclude, we can hear clear. But let's take it slowly, one step at a time. Let's see, first what the mission is and what the problems are. So Ezer Mechubad, same problems we had throughout the mission apply to here, what yes, what not. Mechabed is a business. Okay. You know what brings a person to be qualified as an honor person? An honor person is a person who gives honor to other people. And we have a very strange expression how these other people are described. There are a lot of words in Chazal for people. Briois is not one of the most mechubad ones. It's like very low on the totem pole. Briois is something that can apply to Doimim and Achai also. Briois is, at best, the Hamona. Just regular, low class, simple people.
Creatures,
yeah. You're talking about COVID, the mission of COVID. You want to. So give something a little more Mechubadik, a title for these people. Yeah. Creatures. It's strange. We have to understand why the Mishnah chose. The concept of the person who is a mechubad is a mechabed, and in the process of telling us this lesson of kovod, seems to be using something with the hasalax of kovod here. We picked out the lowest language we could use to describe these people that are being mechab, brias, creatures. If someone would call you a bria, I think it would be an insult. I don't think anything that's going to be mechabed you as a bria afterwards would help. Okay. You're very mechubedik a bria. I think it'll help. Shenema, how do you know that a mechabed as a bria is, that is the real mechubed? Shenema, ki mechabda yechabai lugoyza yukol. This is a pasuk that was told in the Nevuat Eli HaKohen, that is bonim, mevaze klayso, mevaze lekorbonos, and therefore the kuhuna gedolah was taken away. Among all the other ancient, that it says over there, the kuhuna gedolah, the kovod of tiferes of kuhuna was taken away. Eventually, from the Bnei Eli, it was given over to the Bnei Tzodok. Mechabdei Achabed, going on. Bnei Tzodok, Gubozai Yukolu, and the Bnei Eli. Yeah, so, where's the Raya? What does it say? What does the Pasuk say? That the Baruch Hu gives cover to those who mechabed him, in the reverse. Where's the mechabed as a bris? Bechlal. This seems to be a totally different concept. This is a concept on the portion simple reading. This is a simple meter connected meter, like everything else. Person does chasodim, the Baruch Hu will be united with him with chesed. So a person who is mechabed, the Rebbe Nishlan is misnagedi to be kovod. That has anything to do with the concept of the Mishnah we're talking about. Again, the posuk in the Mishnah needs some clarification. How do they relate bechlal? Is it a raya? Is it something else? What is it? What does the posuk say? What is the concept of the Mishnah and what's the relation between them? Okay. I think the what we don't know is pretty clear. Is there anything else we don't know? I think it's pretty clear what we don't know. Okay, let's start off with what did we know about Kovod before the Mishnah? Let's try to find the Mechubad that the Mishnah is excluding that would fit along who would be the Chavrusas of the Osher and the Gibor and the Chochan that were excluded from the Mishnah. We want somebody who has a definition, just like a person who has money in the bank is an usher in certain term, in certain form, but that's not what the Mishnah is telling us. So we have to need what's the mechubed that the Mishnah is excluding? Who's the muskel rishon? So the muskel rishon of a mechubed is ezo mechubed shabrius mechabdin ezo. Right? Exactly the reverse. Who's a mechubed?
That's a mechubed of these creatures are being sold.
Oh, okay. But that's part of the reason why it's not right. But in the basic concept of kovod, in the Yetzer Hara of kovod, in the kine taivah of kovod mitzias ha'olam and ha'olam, which taivah of kovod is mitzias ha'olam and ha'olam? Generally what they're speaking is that you're looking for being receiving covered from wherever you can get it from. The more, just like anything else, just like Nishiris, the more kamas and the more echos, the better. Right? But more what? Well, the Ashiris was more money. And in covered, it's going to be more
standing ovation.
Standing ovation. More clapping, more different forms of expression from them giving me covered. Now, the more them are, the choshev of the them are, so then the better, and the more extravagance they're going to give, the fancier scroll they're going to write, you know, the harder they're going to, the longer they're going to clap, the louder the clapping is. The plaque, and how big the plaque, how many meters it is, if it has the lights, flashing lights, you know. That's good. The truth of the matter is, Lance, I have some difficulty with this. And it could be that it's not kulia maila. It's not kulia maila. We have difficulty understanding the sugya of COVID, especially when we're talking about other people. You look at the guy that clapping, and he looks very foolish to us. Looks very ridiculous. Looks like a very, you know, a shiva is all right, so at least, you know, low level, yeah? But he has something. What is he going to do with this clap? What is, so he claps, or what? Do you know what they say behind your back? What do you have out of it? What good does it do for you?
Those all were intrinsic milos.
What?
Those were matanas from Hashem. Even the Havamians were all matanas from Hashem.
Right. They have things that have some value. They have some, something that here you can do things with. What can you do with this cup? What does it do for you? What is this thing?
It makes him feel good.
It makes him feel good.
Fills the space that you have.
Well, it feels important.
That,
for me, it feels important.
Chashivos.
What?
Yeah. Guys, we had chashivos. I don't hear it. Anyway, I have a problem understanding even the Havamina God. Hashirus, the wrong type of Hashirus, I have an understanding what that is. The wrong type of Kovat I have a shtuk problem with. And I think the reason why I have a problem with it is because I'm American. Right? Americans, it's not necessarily the Machmas Maila, it's not because I'm more shyness to write that Kovat. It's because Americans have one of the basic meters of America was to eliminate the sugi of kovod completely.
Makos.
Kovod is equal. How? Everybody's equal, right?
There's nobody.
You know, in mathematics, there's a lowest common denominator. There's not a highest common denominator. If everybody's equal, they're going to all be equal zero. They're not going to all equal 1,000. That's what they say. How much they all equal? One vote. All equal one vote. How much is one vote? In itself, nothing. You're only something that has value because we can put you together with another couple of million and then get elected. And then it depends on, you know, all the different processes of how you get people to use that number one there. Democracy is another form. It's another form of enslavement of the masses. It's this freedom business. At least the communists were straight about it. They didn't pretend. Everything else pretended a little bit, but they didn't pretend so much. These are just different ways of getting the masses to. Let's forget exactly, you know, by the people, for the people, yeah? Of the people. For the politician. By the politician. To the politician. So we want to try to get in a little bit into the sugya, so we're gonna make some shortcuts. Let's get some let's try to see if we can crystallize it.
Isn't it Habamina by COVID that somehow, since these people are all applauding, so it's as if they're bottled. They've told me that I've achieved some kind of tremendous, I mean, they've said that their achievements are altogether of a value that's obviously lesser than what I've achieved. So I now have this sense of security that I finally got to this end of this thing that I've been chasing my whole life, because they just told me that what I have is more than them. They're planning for me. So it's like a false sense of I got raised to the top.
An actor, sports athlete, hit the ball over somewhere, right?
Right.
Then 150,000 people got up and clapped.
Right.
Doctors.
Right.
Are they going to switch with that? They're willing to switch with them. They're saying their whole life is worth less than this guy.
In that moment, they're saying that. In that moment, they're telling this guy he's got something.
If you'll ask them at that moment, they're saying that they don't agree with that either.
It doesn't matter what they'll say.
No, that's not what they do. They're saying that they're given the recognition of the supremacy and the value of the fact that you hit the ball X, Y meters.
Right. So you've achieved your ultimate goal.
Your ultimate
goal. They're telling you that you...
Right, we value this goal.
Demari, what I am.
You're right. They're giving value. All right. What does that give me?
Well, I got other values.
What does that give me? What?
I got all their values. That's what he wants to say.
No, I don't have their values. They've given recognition to my value.
Where'd that value go that they gave recognition to, right?
Tells me I'm on the right track. That's what I mean. So I'm like, I did it. I got something.
They gave
without
it?
Without that, I'm just chasing.
Okay. All right.
Because all of that, and I was saying in the beginning, that's the English definition of public.
No, it's not supposed to. We're talking about the Habamina.
Here we have, there are like the two-level Habaminas. One-level Habamina, the way I have it, the way Americans have it, is that covered really is nothing. But it's Geschmack. Everybody knows that heroin is not a real value. But it's a high. It makes you feel good. Somebody said that. It makes you feel good. So there's psychologically a heroin that's called clapping, and if 500 people, they say it works. If a person will take $10 a person, call in people from the street, and say that I'm going to get up, I'm going to speak for 5 minutes, when I finish clap, he paid them $10 each one. And again, I'm clapping. $10 worth of clapping. He will get a high from it if he's attuned to that type of thing. I have a problem with that. I don't understand it, but it seems there is such a thing. It seems that there is such a thing. There are people that will spend a lot of money, a lot of effort to get people to clap. It seems there is such a thing. It seems that it works. But the American concept of that is that's a zero. That's nothing. Except that it's a high. I can understand. But that's a lie. It's not true. Even on the Habamina, even what the mission is excluding, not because that's a zero, it's just a high. The person will check within himself. A person has a right and should feel good about doing good things. What do you do? You're supposed to feel bad because you did a good thing. You're supposed to feel good because you did a good thing.
So if I'm saying honor himself or Hashem honor a person,
yes, that's all the good things. Well, first we'll get to the real COVID. But first I want to understand the wrong COVID first. But like we said throughout the Mishnah, it should be fitting in the Mishnah, we're not talking about ridiculousness. We're talking about something lowly. Ashirus with money is not nothing. It's something, it's just that in the end it's not going to work out. It's not the real Ashirus. But it is something. So I don't know if you have, this is my problem maybe. I don't know if you all have this problem. It seems most people don't have this problem. I didn't understand exactly what the Habamina is. I just want to make it clear that if you do understand it, you don't understand it, it doesn't make the there is such a thing. It does exist, and it seems to be a very, very powerful force. Right? It's not just a high. Okay? It's a value. The Ben Yonah Shai Tshuva explains this in a way that the value of being honored, the power, the quality, what does it give me that 100 people got in and clapped? Besides taking care of my psychological, you know, maybe I don't have to spend so much money now for the psychologist. Okay? Because my ego got rubbed up and feeling good, and I've been given diploma that I exist and I'm worthy. I'm worthy of existence. Because 1,000 people got up and clapped. That's all. It's more than that. It's more than that. Even this Havamina Kavod is very simple. Very simple. A person has been created as a sociable person, a sociable creature. And in society, there is no such thing as all people are created equal. That's a myth. In every group, it can be 3 children in kindergarten, there's going to be 1 follower, and 1 leader, and 2 followers. And if there's going to be 2 out of the 3 that are looking to be the leaders, well, then there's going to be a conflict. There is, in the essence of society, a society is like in the mini, in the macro, it doesn't matter. Whatever level that you're talking about, there are levels of influence. There's levels of weight that person has in society. And we can give numbers to these things if you want just to give an understanding. Here, we'll take ridiculousness. A person hit a ball very far a couple of times, and 100,000 people get into the stadium and come and spend money to come see this and clap. Okay. What does that do practically? That does a very big thing practically. Because if he wears red shirts, okay, with a funny label on them, there's going to be millions of people now that wear red shirts with funny labels on them. Okay. It depends on what level of influence it is. But the fact that he received COVID, the fact that he was honored, means that his influence value is raised accordingly. COVID is an increasement of my influence value in society, which is a form of power. It's not power of gibor, brute strength. It's power that comes by the will of the people. So even on this level, right? Even on the level of honor that the mission is excluding, there's an extreme importance that honor should be given to the right people. And an extreme importance so that this type of honor should not be given to the wrong people. Very, very dangerous. Because society is a body, society is a reality, it's a whole, whichever tzibur you're dealing with, whichever, right, who you honor, you've given him influence points. And if you're going to bring the quality, right, of the community, of the tzibur, of the class, you're going to give that person that represents the goal of what you're trying to bring out in this society, you're going to give him the honor, so then the whole society is going to be raised up according to that value. And if you're going to give that honor to the person who hits the ball, right, so then that's going to be the influence, that's going to cause its influence and stamp on the whole society. This is the reason why, although the Chochmah v'Goyim Taimit, and the, let's take America as an example, has certainly proven over 20 years that it's a very respectable role in history. very respectable role of development of everything that goes into what's called developing the world on the simple level. Right. So it should be that you should have a society that's built with these type of values being in the forefront. There should be a self-respect in America because we are, but it's not that way. Almost doesn't exist at all. Why? Because there are sports stadiums. Because there are television. There can be some cartoon character who is more mechubad and more influential on the life, thinking, and mannerisms, and level of whatever you want to call it. It could be more influential than the president. It could be more influential on the president.
Become president. It could be.
I read a story in the 50s, an illustrated story, where a puppet is elected president because they can't stand any of the candidates. The puppet is very cute. And it all starts, why don't we, and he starts a campaign to puppet, the puppeteer, run for president, alligator running for president, really, seriously, and they all vote for him, the end of the end, it was a science fiction story, the end, it turns out to be somebody from outer space or something, takes over the world, but there was a puppet, because they like the puppet better than the candidates, and they're very influential.
Well, this type of COVID, we have to understand, COVID is a quality that just like Ashirus, Givo and Chokhma are powers that enables a person to express himself, to do, to influence, to create kavod even on the lower level, even on the level that we're coming to exclude, shouldn't be taken lightly. There's a responsibility on mechanchim, on parents who have the capability to give out kavod, to do it properly. Because if you're going to mechabit the wrong thing in the house, in the classroom, in the community, whatever it is, that's going to take off influence. That's going to be an influential factor. Kavod is a more ruchistic form of influence than either even Kochum, but certainly Gibor and Oisha. It's a powerful force. People want Kavod not only because of the psychological benefits of overcoming their self. Their problems with their ego, you want to call it. But the real understanding is because people aren't covered because it gives them a higher value in society. Society are not all created equal. You can go up in the world and you can go down in the world. Because the world is like that. There is a hierarchy. And it doesn't matter. These are realities. There are hierarchies, and these hierarchies are realities. And nobody can take it away from you, and nobody can move it. As much as you have, your influence will be. If you are a mechubad, you will have their equivalent influence. And if you don't, you won't. Even if you got it wrongly. Right? If you got it because you know how to make people laugh, you got it because you hit a ball. Right? You'll still have more influence than the president. You'll still have more influence than the chacham. If they're giving the kavod for the ball player and not the chacham. So the fourth, and in a way highest, most inner level of the Mishnah, is the subject of kavod. And here too, there is a real lower level kavod, that it's very serious business. It has place to be used, has place to be taken into consideration. And there's a real havamina, the eza hu mechubad. Shabri is mechabad. That's a real value. That's a value that has to be reckoned with. it is something not to be taken lightly. But the Mishnah is telling us that that's only on the same level as money and the non-Osher and the non-Gibo and the non-Chochem that we're talking about. In terms of real kavod, it's also a zero. It's not. And you know what real kavod is? Chabad is abuse. That's real kavod. Shenema, Echab de'echab. What's the possible? What's the concept? What's the vision? So the Havamin are we here? What's wrong with the Havamin?
It's a snatch job. It's like the others. It's a form of take that doesn't have a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the creating, in the giving.
Sure, how we should approach this. I think that's trying. Let's try to get. Alright, we'll start from the end. What is Kovah? What is Kovah called in Machabed of the US? Pshat, before understanding, but what does the Mishnah say? What do the words say? That there's a mistake completely in which direction the kavod is going. When you're talking about kavod, the havamina of kavod means that there's kavod coming in from the outside to the mechubad, and that that's coming in from the outside, that makes him this quality of a mechubad. And as we explained, we'll give him the value of kavod and the influence that that has. The Mishnah says clearly, this is on track, without understanding anything, just structurally, right? That the reverse is the case. Kavod is something that is expressed from inside out. The chabad is the reverse. The beginning point of kavod. The beginning point of kavod is mechabed es ha'chavis. It's coming from the mechubed out. This is difficult for us to deal with. We have a problem here. What does that mean? It means that some lowlife, worthless, unaccomplished nobody, is going to come along, learn this Mishnah. So, oh yeah? Okay. No problem. I have no problem giving everybody else covered because everybody else really is better than me. Right. And his one value that he has is that he's able is to say, here, I recognize your value, I recognize your value. I'm willing to clap, bow down, shine your shoes, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And he goes around wherever he meets, and he pats on the hand. It gives him the cover according to what he wills. There are those who learn the Mishnah that way, and they called it an Eitzah, because that's what it is. It seems that there's truth in that too. This is a beautiful answer. There's a Goy who wrote a whole book on this. But the basic concept is a true answer. You want to influence people? No problem. No, chinu chanofa look for the other guy's maila and show him that you recognize him. He's yours. It's in your pocket. You can do whatever you want. If you're going to go find, for every person has milas, and very often, right, this person's milas, he knows he has deep down there somewhere these milas, but he knows that they're covered over and cluttered with his skrinas that kind of take away from it. And that's why he understands that even though he knows he deserves to have greater covet, he doesn't receive it from everybody, he knows it deep down in his heart. Is because, well, what do you want? There's all these chesoinis covering it over, right? But Baruch Hashem, here, look at this intelligent, beautiful, wonderful person who saw through the surface and got down to the core and saw how great a person I am. And he shines up my list and gives me the due covet, which is not necessarily chanuf, it could be all real. But every person does have milas. Allah Mishkol is there. Like we had in the beginning of the Mishnah, Allah Mishkol Odom. There is truth in the habit of Sabriyos, because any Briya, even down to creatures, an ant, is full of what to be learned from. There is what Shlomo Melech sends also to learn from the Namolim. I mean, Shlomo Melch sat down and looked at the ants to come to recognize. Well, he probably checked out grasshoppers too and decided that ants are better. Every Bria that the Bereshit created has value. There's nothing in the world that has no value. But that's why it's true. But B'chol Oifen, as an Eitzah, the Chavetz of Brias will get you everywhere. If a person wants to succeed, wants to be liked, wants to be influential, wants to get his way. Don't try to force your way. When mechaped the other person who has the opposite idea, show him how right he is, but in the end they'll do it your way. If you mechaped is a piece, and there are those, even more fortunate, because there's an emes. This is one of the ponim of the Mishnah. There's an emes that the Mishnah is telling us an eitz. I'm not quite sure. I didn't understand how to continue. The Mishnah doesn't need eitzes. I don't think Mishnah is. It's difficult for me to understand that the end chapter of a Mishnah is it's getting an eitz. But certainly, kimchabei achabei. Difficult for me to understand that we're bringing from the Rabbanim Shalom Sanhoga and Eitz. So I'm just bringing this up as a stage because it is a truth. It is a proper understanding of the direction. It probably is also inclusive in the Mishnah. But I understand that we have to understand further in the Mishnah. That's not enough. That doesn't suffice. In order to come to a clear understanding of what the Mishnah is trying to tell us, we have to go beyond that. We want to understand something be'etzem. We want to try to study essence. Not eitzes. And that we're going to find mechabe echabet.
Why doesn't that person that the Rabbi just portrayed, why doesn't that cover the development?
For that thing to guide me. It's another question.
I mean, he's got an alternative motive. He might be doing. But why doesn't that.
Alternative motive is not guided. It's
a. Why doesn't that. I don't understand what. If in the end he ends up getting what he wants.
What are you asking? He's a manipulator? Yeah, he is. But it works. Sometimes it's good to
resist. So that.
So this is something. Put it in your pocket. Sometimes you have to manipulate. You want to know how? Here. This is how to do it.
No, I'm questioning that
aid that some portion give
for
this information.
It seems like it leaves them dangling. So he becomes a manipulator. So is that?
Since we understood that in the Havamina of Kovod also, it's the question of what my level of influence is. So even on the level, on this level, the Mishnah is telling you, you want to have influence because people are going to give you covet. Right? They will give you a level of influence. I have a better way. There's a stronger way. Give them covet. That will give you even more influence than them giving you covet. The more covet you give them, the more influential you're going to be. So this is along the lines of the Emes. It's truth. If some is inclusive in the understanding of the Mishnah, I don't think it suffices. We have to go further. If you want to understand further, especially because we have to get to the Dvangshu. We have to get to the Chavei Chavei.
Is there a difference between receiving Kavod and taking Kavod? Like someone could give a great Rav Kavod, but he takes the best part. In other words, he may not take it the way it was meant to be. It goes to a banquet, big Rav, but it's obviously not into that stuff. He gets the Kavod. People in the audience have one intention. His intention is his intention. So there's a difference between the intention of those giving it and then his intention receiving it. It seems like there's a two-way street. You need both sides to connect.
But that's what we were trying to explain before, that even on that simple level, so if you think that covet is a high, it's a drug, so being into taivus covet as a drug to get the geschmack out of it, that's a negative. And that's when covet is dirty. That's when covet is ugly. That's when a running after covet is something that shouldn't be done. But if we up it one level to real low-level covet, and we're talking about, let's say, a great rov, great relative to whoever banquet he's at, right? And he is somebody that represents qualities that would be good that they should have a higher level of influence in the community that he's in. Then it is proper for him, even his responsibility, right, to have covet. The same thing, a parent in a house, a teacher in a school. Any person who is in a position of being one to influence positively, right, must be doyeg l'kvoydoy in the proper way. It's not headed to go into the drugs, the drug covered. It's very close and get confused. But as much as it is good and a necessity in order to establish the highest quality of influence that this person could have on the community, then there's all kinds of things that people do. And sometimes you will realize, right, if you get up close enough, that it's not just that people are giving him covet and he never has to suffer it, but you can see now that he wants it to be that way. And sometimes he thinks, what, is it covet so far all of a sudden? But the answer is no. That's his responsibility of being the rav or whatever it is, the community teacher, that there has to be the proper covet that will give him the capability of having the proper influence. And this halacha is how this is done. A dangerous game, because you can fall into drug covet very easily, heroin covet, and shame shemayim, because you really don't mean that, you know, and then Moisey and Solomon Oila, exit stage right. You know, out, goodbye. How you are, the harder you fall, all the rest of it, right? It's very dangerous business. Very dangerous business.
What halakas deal with it?
What?
What halakas, what body of halakas deals with?
Kivud Abba'im. Kovud Abba'im is the shayush of the sugi of Kovud. Western society doesn't understand, right, why you can take your child just because he was born one generation later, tell him they can't sit in your chair. He's already 25, he's an adult, he's got a bigger degree than you do. Right? So how come he can't sit in your chair? Right? You're only a sound blar and he's a doctor. Oh, here we go. Come on. You know? Why he can't sit in your chair? And the parents have to train the child. To have a parent, you have to be mechaber. And the teacher, you have to be mechaber. But But this is all, we want to go further. We're trying to get to Shua, so we're not getting it. The Pashta that the Mishnah is telling us is an outpouring of Kavod from the Mechubit out, and that's where the real Kavod is. So the first level, which helps us come a little closer to the reality of Kavod that we're talking about, is something that's known even by Goyim. There are smart Goyim, Chochma Goyim Taimin, that understood the psychology and the way of influences of people, that as much as it's true that receiving Kavod will give you influential points, giving Kavod will give you even more. And it's also sneaky because they won't recognize that you're doing it. And then you can be influential being the good guy. I mean, not the Kavod Zohar, you know. Mm-hmm. You're out there. Very, very powerful tools. Very, very powerful tools. If used properly, it's a good tool. But you have to know it exists such a tool. It's a good concept. Very, very powerful in this place. It's a good eitzah. There are times when there is any type of society conflicts of different body, and that can bring to all kinds of problems and all kinds of destruction. Say, this is the answer for that too. The Chabad is a breeze, you don't have any problems. The bottom line is covered. That's where the influence is going to be. Right? Don't force your way. Be mechabit. The other guy's way, and he'll get your way. Always the way to do it. Works every time. It seems that's difficult to do. This is a stepping stone. This Eitzah, which I don't think is the end of the mission, is a stepping stone for us to hear how the outpouring of Kavod gives a person Kavod. But here we're going to go one step up. We started with the Kavod starting totally from the outside in. We switched to the Kavod going from the person out. But still, what's the subject of the Kavod? The out. Out. The third level, and that's why we call mechabed esabriyos, is that I am be mechabed them is not has its source in them, but it has its source in me. And this is something that is very, very difficult to understand. God. This is the concept that the Rebbeinu Shalom is telling us, a mechabdai achabed, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is mechalek kvoidoi l'yireyo. Matan Torah that we're coming to is the embodiment of the concept of kvoid chachom min cholo. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave kovoy to Klal Yisrael with Torah. The Midrashim are full. First of all, the Pasuk. Melechus Kohanim v'Goy Kodosh. Torah means Klal Yisrael was elevated. Ya'am Hanivcho. Kohanim v'Goy Kodosh. Klal Yisrael was put in a whole different level, a whole different atmosphere, a whole different world, a whole different form of existence than the rest of humanity. V'al b'nei Odom Rishon v'Chava. But we were elevated to a different level with giving of Torah. In Kavod el Torah. It's a mission of Leibniz Perkei Avos. Look at this one. End of the sixth book. In Kavod el Torah. The concept of Kavod in its higher form is the essence of the concept of the whole mission. The Mishnah, the concept that we had throughout the Mishnah, on all of the three worldly koichos. There are three olam hazeh koichos: chochma, oshia, v'gvura. There is one koyach that works in this world, but it is not be'etzim shayach to olam hazeh. It's not a worldly koyach. That is the koyach of kavod. In the three levels, in the three koichos that we have, we explained we had the worldly form of it, and we had the understanding that if you take all of these things and connect them as a matona from the Rabbeinu Shalom, then it takes on a whole different form, a whole different reality. Here in this kavod, in this kind, the fourth meter in kavod, that is the essence of the concept itself. The word kavod in its higher form, and we'll call it the Torah understanding of kavod, the inner concept of kavod. Kavod means the expression of inner value to the outside. Kvod Shemayim means that the Rabbeinu Shalom Shekhinah, the Rabbeinu Shalom's presence, has expression in this world. That there's clear the Ashkocha, that you see the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. You see the Yad Hashem. You see sometimes Anona Kavod, Anone Kavod, which was a Giluy of the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. The Rabbeinu Shalom created all of creation, everything, from beginning to end. The man Kvod. There are people who translate the word Kvodoy in the excluded level, and then they come to a very weird understanding, something that doesn't really make sense. Rabbi Shem is a Kvod Zohar. He created a world in order that everybody should clap. We'll go up a level. Influence. Right. He created a world that people should enable, that his will should be that influenced the world. That at least there's some truth to it, but that doesn't make sense yet either. You created the world, kol av yochol, a kol yochol. The Rebbeinu Shem has no problem with influence. He doesn't need any aitzes or methodology of how to express his influence in the world. All of these different levels of kavod don't apply to the Rebbeinu Shem. The Rebbeinu Shem is not missing any of these things. What is the concept, the real concept of kavod? Kvod Shemayim, Kisei HaKavod. The concept of kavod is that the Rebbeinu Shem wanted that toiv, that that tuva yuzbar, which is the pimius of Ratzon Shemayim, the toiv, that is also dlitein libu yosef, that for that he expressed, for that he brought the worlds. There are those who didn't understand this concept, they asked to steal. On one hand, we see that the pasuk says that the world was created with kvod yuzbar. On the other hand, the Sfarim explained that the world was brought lahitiv in bri yosef. So which was it? Was it for him or for us? Okay. That's because they didn't understand the concept of toiv. And they didn't understand the concept of kovah. If they did, it's one and the same. It's two forms of expressing the same concept. But if you want to say, lehaitiv in bri yosef, stop. A person could make a mistake and think that he wants to be mative with the bri yosef some ice cream cones, very high quality ice cream cones, some type of tov. He has in his oitzrois hashemayim all kinds of tov, and he's going to throw down to the brios all kinds of tov. No, what he wanted to give to the brios was his tov himself. That's called kvoido. Vadai, that's impossible. To be boirei a nivra, that should be chas v'shalom equivalent to boirei. That's impossible. And therefore the nivra cannot receive the toiv of the boirei the way the boirei has it. But he can receive the expression of it. He can experience that it expresses out from it. The essence of the toiv of the Rabbein Shalom, which is shayach to his essence, it's of the Bayre, is expressed out so that the Nivr can have shayachus to it. If there's no Bria, Vadai, there's no reason for Kovod. Vadai, only the desire to be made in the Bruyim, that's why he created the world, and that's the Tachlis. But the Toiv that he's coming to give is to give he himself to the degree that it can be given out. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Gemara says, Anoichi, Rashi Tevis, Ono Nafshi Ksivis Yahoyis. I, my nefesh, I wrote, I gave. The Torah, the essence of Torah, is that the Rabbein Shalom found in his Kavli Yochol Chochma Muka, the Koychois Ein Soifiois, a derech to package himself Kavli Yochol for receivement by a nevi. When the Rabbein Shalom gave us the Torah, he gave us him. To the degree that man can come in contact with Elokus. There is no way that a person can come to direct contact with the Rabbein Shalom. We have a posuk, atzivui, a mitzvah's essay, with the vakto boy, dveikus, tachos of the world. And Chazal already asked, and Boyer and Nivra would come in direct contact. Boyer and Nivra, the Nivra would be instantaneously excluded, because what does Nivra have in place of Boyer? The answer is Taya. The Boyer created such a myriadic creation that he found the capability with this packaging of expressing out from himself, capsulating oiroi, kvoiroi, in a way that it can be received by those that are outside of it. The essence of kovod, real kovod. So again, maybe let's step back. Real kovod means the expression of my inner quality. And that's why on a lower level, kovod applies to all three of the different levels that we had until now. Kvod chochom yin cholu, chochma gives a person kovod. Rebbe mechavad ashirim, ashivas can give a person kovod. Gvura, menatzeach b'mochomois, that's probably most directly in history the value of kovod that ever existed. What is kovod that gives you kovod? What is the meter of kovod direct? The nefesh, the tzelem elokim, the chelek elokam imal, that every human being has within him source. He himself is source. What do you mean I am source? There is only one source, the Ribono Shel Olam source. How can I be mechabed as a brios being the source? This is Tzelem Elokim, this is the Koyach Eloki that there is in the Adam, that he is a source, just like the Ribono Shel Olam is a source. The same concept why we have Bechira. No other Bria has Bechira, because they are never without the quality of source, not the quality of being a Makor. But Adam has this quality. Man has within him the capability of being source. He brings covered here from him out to Brias. Not because of them, because of me. He is the Mechubot. The inner understanding of it is because a Mechubot can translate Ezuhu Mechubot, a Mechubot is a Brias. A Mechubot is a person Ki Mechabde HaChabot. The essence of real Kovod is something that shayach only to the Ribono Shel Olam himself. The Ribono Shel Olam created the world such that man can receive his kavod. A mechubed is a person who has godliness, who has this Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, who has this within him. He carries in his neshama, he carries in his lev, Torah, which has in it Ono Nafshis Ksivis Yehivis. That's a power of influence. That's a power of ha'ogo, of or, Torah or, that's mayor. And it is the ultimate influence in the positive sense. It is the ultimate building of quality that knows no bounds. Ezu mechubed ha'machabed sabriyus. A person who has a source, a well of kovod, of expression of value, that can spread out to be mechabed to sabriyus, down to brius, to everybody. That's because he has within him this quality of kovod. L'man yizamecha kovod, we say, Pesukei Zimra, kovod zu aneshama. Says the Chazal. Kovod, all kovod is the Ribono Shel Olam. Ein kovod ela Torah. Neshama is Torah. Neshama is kovod. Kovod means having within it this expression of the essence of the world. The whole Mishnah is telling us, from beginning to end, that the world has two forms: the chappers and those who take from the Ribono Shel Olam. Either you can be choytef, or you take from the bunch. In Ashirus, in Gvura, and in Chochma, which are qualities that are shayach l'olam hazeh be'etzem, there we had the chiddush of understanding of how, in each level, although Ashirus means money, but Ashirus means a sameach machalka. Here, in Kovod, the essence of the concept itself. In the Pasuk, we asked the question, you may only said three, why is Torah Shabbat Peh say four? Because Torah Shabbat Peh always expresses what lies behind the Torah Shabbat Ksav. The Torah Shabbat Ksav is telling you, Al Yisrael Chochmah Chochmosai. The reason, the understanding of it, the source of why Al Yisrael Chochmah Chochmosai, is because the only real value is Haskel Yidei Hosei. Torah, knowledge of godliness, knowledge of the Ribono Shel Olam, that's kovod. Ein kovod ela Torah. That's kovod. Ezu kovod ezu mechubed ha'machabed es ha'briyos is the fourth, which is what brought out from the pasuk the other thing. The tosefes of this fourth over the pasuk is the essence of the concept of the whole Mishnah. That the essence of real value in all things that have value, even if things have, it's not It's not the Myonis. It has value in Olam Hazeh terms. Ashiros, Gibor, Chochma. These are things that have value. The world has a lower level. And in that level, yeah, an Oisha means Rockefeller, and a Gibor means the person with the big muscles. But the world is the world of Kveit Shemayim. The Boishin created a world that in this physical world, and through the simplicity of the Mahalchim HaGashmi, with money and politics and Gibor and Chochma, was made and created that Kveit Shemayim could be expressed in that. And then the Oisher is Mesameach as Chelka, the Mesameach as Chelka, and the Chochma is Aleim Kolod, and the Gibor is Mechavish as Yisrael, and the Mechavish is Mechavish as Yisrael. The Mishnah is telling us here, in Mechavish as Yisrael, that man has the quality of receiving Kveit Shemayim and being an expression of Kveit Shemayim me'atzmoy. That is something that is a well that spreads whoever comes in contact with a Talmud Chochma, a real Talmud Chochma. Nowadays we use the word easily, but a real Talmud Chochma is a person who came to Dveikus in the Rabbanu Shalom, comes to a person who has a kinyan in Toirosoy, who has within him Ayadei the Torah, the Anoichi. He has within him the Aseres HaDibros. He is an essence of an expression of Kveit Shemayim. That's a wellspring of expression that goes out from without him and will influence whoever comes in his path. It will influence what? What will be the influence? Him? Kveit Shemayim. The person who is the real Talmud Chochem and has this quality of the wellspring of Kovod that can spread out to all Briyos, he can go l'chadchila, not just al sechejmin of Kedayus, without any problems, without any sekonos, and do this avoid of being mechabit shem shemayim be'abim by expressing this koyach, the basic form. As I did Melamed Torah, teaching Torah, as an expression, extension of this Koyach of Torah, this Kenshin of Kovod further. That's the basic process. There are times when he has to degrade to lower forms of expressions of Kovod. There are times when he has to sit on the Mizrach. There are times that he has to walk in and suffer the difficulty of walking in and everybody standing up. And there are times that he's going to demand it. Not just because of the cheshbonos, the eitzes that we talked before, that would be enough reason. Because there is truth to it. Just like anybody would understand, right, that when a person gives given the honor of taking the Sefer Torah out, and he walks with the Sefer Torah, so if he would see somebody who didn't get up, he would, the Torah, what are you sitting? And he never had a Havimina. Nobody would have a Havimina that means himself. It's only you get up because I'm walking, not because I'm walking, because the Torah is walking. But the Torah doesn't have feet. The Torah can only walk when I carry. If this is true with the physical Sefer Torah, it's true with the Torah Shem Al Peh, it's true with the Torah Shem Al Peh, also in its roughness, that the Torah is in this world only through the Makabli. We'll finish just with the Dover Niflo. Included in this posuk of Mechabdei Achabayit is another pshat that the Rishonim say, that the Rebbeinu Shem gives covered for those who's the Mechabdei. So the posuk pshat is those the Mechabdei the Rebbeinu Shem. In context of the story with the Bnei Eli, their problem was Be'ikir, that they were Vaza Klais. The people who mechabed Klai Yisrael, mechabed mekabli atayah achabed. The concept is the Kveit Shemayim in the world is Klai Yisrael. Soineim shokel shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it says, soinov. Who's soinov? Somebody starts up with Klai Yisrael. Who's mechabde? Somebody who's mechabed klais. Just like a person can't be mistabik in the Kosh Baruch directly, only through the Torah. We don't come, we can't get up for the Rabbanu Shalom. We can't be mechabed the Rabbanu Shalom directly. The expression of mechabdai is the kovod, is receiving of the kovod expressed by the Noisei HaTorah. Kovod HaTorah, kovod Chachomim, kovod Sifrei Torah, kovod Lomdei Torah. The Hisnagdus that all Klai Yisrael, Kol Mi Shezera, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov have betivui, that Torah v'Talmid Chachomim is both l'kafadara. The furthest yid, when they see a Sefer Torah, they're not going to stay sick. Maybe there are some Rishonim like that, but Mustama, this time yid, even the Chilayim, they're showing you, they'll see a Sefer Torah there. We can't. Because it's a power of the Rabbi Yisrael's essence. And that, Yitzhahoras, Maises, Soros, all the things that Klai Yisrael, Nebuch, where they've gotten to, that's only because the in Nista, they don't have any contact with the Torah. So the neshama is hidden and died, and the flame is out. But even if physically they come in the Dalai Amis of Torah, you'll see the changes. Maybe it'll be just for the moment that Sefer Torah will go away and they'll return to where they were. But Torah is an or. Torah is an expression of cover that goes. You can bring in tons and tons of darkness and light a little match, and the darkness is going to move its time. By percentages of 0.001 to, you know, a little teeny or. Or a Torah, or a Kroy Shemayim. There's something that doesn't have room. You can't stop it. It's not from Olam Hazeh Bechol. Olam Hazeh has Gvura. The Bresha doesn't have Gvura. His Torah doesn't have Gvura. And wherever you have expression of Kroy Shemayim in the world, nothing can stop it. Parts of the difficulty of the Hestoponi that we have been suffering through and we must continue to suffer through, Adji Yerachim HaRachim, is because the Bresha, for whatever the reasons, that we had to physically go through all of this, but wants to show that let them do as they will. Let them bring piles of choshech. Let them bring all that's master, Kvodei Shemayim, to the ultimate, Minei Ubei, with a beard, any way you want it. It's not going to help. Kvodei Shemayim is going to be stronger. Or HaTorah, or Kvodei Shemayim. We don't have to be scared. We don't have to be scared. Just like it says physically, if you understand it, it means physical also, but it means this concept itself. Esav, Yaakov Avinu says, he has Meir from the Koichos of Esav. The Bainshon tells him, don't worry. No, he comes with a big marshal. A person comes with a huge amount of straw. How am I going to deal with it? I'm going to do all this straw. So you take one little match. It's all going to go. It's all gone. Where are the koichos? Physicality, power, physical power. We're coming with the revelation of Kvod Shemayim. Sas, Mina'o. Tipa. Tipa, Mamish. So even if right now we weren't yet zoicha that little or should be mayor in Klal HaOlam, the Rebbeinu Shlom has the Hanhoga of Hestoponim for all the needs and reasons for it. They're right now piling on more piles and more piles of chet and Hestoponim, and there are times the person gets a brochen from it. He looks and says, "Oh, it's going to be." More Mishigasin, and more Tulsim, and more Dvorim that nobody would ever believe. piling on, and there's no more wear. No, no, they have a whole new floor of Choshech, another whole blanket. Confusion and craziness and things that you don't know. A Rav means a politician means, there's two times of Rabbonim, not one that has to do with Torah, one has to do with politics. The confusion on top of confusion. We have to know, and this is the Simcha Elyona of Chag HaShavuos. Atzida. They can all go. Tanba doesn't. Klai Yisrael is given the job within the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha. Dalai Lama Shel Halacha. Of Bishmoyimer, the Pak Shem and Toho. The Or HaToyah, the Toyah Or. Within the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha. This is that should go, the Kol Shel Har Sinai. Kamish Koylois of Har Sinai. We're showing it here, under Taxes of Hashem. We keep it. It's okay. You do yours, we'll do it. It's okay. The Marshal, Yechon Ben Zakkai, is coming to make a deal with the Yerushalayim base. You can take that. That's all right. You want to win? Okay. You win. Take the base. Make this. All I want is Yavne V'chachamah. What bothers you, Yavne V'chachamah? Yerushalayim, I'm giving you away. Just Yavne. There you want everything. He'll get back to Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. Because the main job of Klal Yisrael is to be Shomer the Or HaTorah, to have within us the power of Anoichi that has in the Torah, Kvod Shemayim, that we have within the Torah, and carry it with us in our little package. We can go to Auschwitz with it, and we can go to Golis with it, and we can go to where we're going to have to go. Our job is just here. Nobody's looking. Between the Dalai Lamas, we take care of the altar. That's it. Then let them do what they wish. And he's going to take the or, a Torah, this little lamp that we've been carrying throughout the generations, throughout all of the different golos and all the different sources. The or Torah that's nimshach v'hoylech, v'lechova me'olam. The ner ha-Torah, the Torah or, was never from the day of Matan Torah ad hayom, was le'olam le'kova le'ega. Never. That's or, kishe yizkale, kerege, kemem, kishniyah. Everything. We're gone. You won't see anything. It's gone. It's all gone. In lower levels, in simpler levels, behind the scene levels, it's taking place already now. That's the concept, that's the source of the thing called Baal Tshuva movement. Where that moving, where it moving from? Where's it coming from? How's it happen? You speak to him, everybody knows somebody. What happened? Nobody really can explain it to you. Tell me when it happened. I don't know. Tell me how it happened. Tell me why it happened. Everybody has a story, but after all that, what happened? Something in there, there was a little order. And then everything that you were brought up with, somebody was brought up from day one till day 18, 22, 57, okay, all changed, and within 3 days, a person different, but what happened? The order was Nidla. Or Anoichi, Shema, Anoichi, or Anoichi, Amir, Neshama, Yehudi, Gemara. And then there may be with the beard, without the beard, and then, that takes time, you know, that's a goal. That's not the. But the Rege Kememro, Kishnia, that a person is Nefach, from Choshech Lo'or Godol, is the Rege where he hears the call. The Kol Yitzay, the Har Sinai, Anoichi Hashem Lekecho, the Rege that Kol is Mahadhed, B'nishmosai, he's about you. That's it. Hey, maybe he'll try to go back and say it's a whole fight, a losing battle, he's finished. It may take a couple of years, it may this, but it's over. He is about you. What brings that Kol should be Nishma B'nishmosai? That's Mesedis simply. Who knows? The Haftoch of Aidach and Aidach. Do we be sure? Hakol. when a person sits in Me'eshar, some corner in some little loft, and sits and learns Mishnayos, that's a Torah that spreads out. Find its way to Australia. Find the third yid in the seventh bench of who knows what. You, Jew. Anoichi. Ah, Anoichi. Sorry, I'm in the wrong place. Here you go. Where Anoichi? Where did he hear Anoichi from? From the Yidden, Me'er Shalom, Doni Mishnai. Torah has no. From Me'er Shalom, they end up in Australia. He doesn't even know where Australia is on the map. What is that going to do? What is that going to do? The Bein Shalom gave us the power, the Matana of Torah. He gave us that we have within us the source of Anoich, of Koich and Mai. All he asks from us is to be Shayimah, the Torah. That whatever he throws at us, whatever the world has brings us, whatever, on a personal level, and on a klal level, to be Shayimah, the Ohar Torah. That's it. That's why in Yom Tov there's no mitzvahs and there's no nothing. There's no nothing. It's above all of that. There's nothing. What is Shavuos? You have a problem with Shavuos. By the time you finish it, it's over. You learn at night and you get up in the morning and so it's over. That's it. You know, what? I know if that's all. To hear again, to try to mischabe oid pam, the shmoya anoyuchi Hashem alakach, to hear that matan Torah is anoyuchi nafshi tzivis yehudis. To be a Noisei HaTorah, to be an Aron HaKodesh, to be that that is mistoviv in the world and its Metzias contains within him, Kvod Shemayim. Hashem Yitein. We should be also the Zoicha to be Sein Chalkein V'Sein HaShechol M'Kabli HaTorah. Oh, and the Baruch Shem should say, so take the law out.